The thing that has come out that is the most threatening to democracy was a Huffington Post article revealing that NSA had targeted people who they thought were sort of high-profile dissidents, or not dissidents, influencers, people who were not themselves engaged in violent acts, but were sort of influencing others in ways that were a threat to the United States. And then the NSA was proposing to, I don't know if it was proposing or about to use information about these people that was negative to discredit them. And the information they were planning on using was information about their online dating habits and their viewing of internet pornography. That's getting really, really close to a dangerous line. I think actually it's gone far over that line. But once the government is in the business of monitoring which pornography people look at and making it public in order to discredit them, then it's really just a debate about who they're going to use it against. I think that is a step too far. But that's the kind of those are the kinds of things that are possible when you have a database of every web page that someone that everyone in the world has looked at, of every Google search query that everyone has looked at. Remember, Google knows more about you than your spouse or your psychiatrist or your doctor. Before you are sick and call up your doctor, you're Googling for terms, right? You're like, does this mean I have cancer? Or do I just have a cold? You're trying to figure that out. When you are unhappy in your relationship, Google knows about it before you take any action. And so the fact that the government can get an insight to that and might use it to their advantage, I think is truly terrifying.